Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. The world is in a big mess, in case you haven't noticed. A great big mess. America had always been, or used to be, the bastion of freedom for the world. And to a certain extent, we still are, because there's no one that's more free than we are. Although, maybe some are now, because we've lost many of our freedoms. What has happened to America, ladies and gentlemen? Well, America has fallen greatly. You know, if you look back through the history of America, there have always been hard times. There have been some, you know, leaders that were better and leaders that were worse. And then there were times when the people got a little bit worse and got lazy and started to get too much into the drinking and the alcohol and so on, and then there would be a revival. But I remember when I was a young man, a child, and then as a young man, America had a sense of freedom. You always had a sense of an optimistic sense of something wonderful or good just over the horizon. America was a place where you could start your own business, where you could be a success. There was always, and there was a happiness, there was a lightness, there was a joyousness. Watch the old movies. Watch the old Hollywood movies from the 50s, 40s, 30s. You'll see it. You'll see how bright the people are, how they have a sparkle and zest in their sparkle in their eye and zest in their step. And people were cheerful and whistled while they worked. But now what do we see? Well, we see people walking around. Most people look sick. Most people look sick. They look like zombies. You see people, with tattoos all over their body and piercings. You see people on drugs, psychotropic drugs. You see people that are gambling. You see them going to the stores, to the AMPM markets and so on, and buying lottery tickets, gambling, ladies and gentlemen, state-sponsored gambling. Can you believe it? And you see people going up to the casinos and gambling, and you see people taking drugs, smoking marijuana, drinking too much alcohol, taking other drugs. See? So everywhere you look, you see the family falling apart, divorce everywhere. Over 50% of the marriages end up in divorce, and a lot of people don't even bother to get married. They just live together. No honor. No propriety. See? So you have an honorless country. See? And so if you have a people that are honorless, if you have a people that are selfish, that have been seduced, see, that have been seduced from decency, from honor, then what do you have then? Well, then you have that kind of a people, and what kind of a government then will they elect? What kind of leaders will a sleazy people, a dishonorable people, a corrupt people, an addicted people, what kind of a government will they elect? Well, surely they're not going to elect a people, a government old-fashioned, no-nonsense and fatherly, see? No, they're going to elect a government that caters to them, that tells them that they're wonderful, that tells them that they're okay, that finds someone else to blame, and that promises to take care of them, see? To take care of their addictions and their needs, and they're going to elect that kind of a government, see? And when I say government, I mean that kind of government, that kind of medical matrix, that type of an organized church or religion, or they'll find some religion that manages to leave God out, see? Or to have some twisted version of reality that says, that everything bad is good and what's good is bad. You see what I mean? That's what they will feel comfortable with, see? Because real truth, see, no-nonsense truth, will make them feel uncomfortable. And as long as they want to feel comfortable, then they will elect those kind of leaders. I'll be right back. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals. But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Common Sense. My name is Roland Trujillo. Now, I was reading an interesting article by a Mr. Brait Bart, a very nice gentleman. He has a news portal called Breitbart.com, and he writes for the Washington Times. He's an author. And I've heard him on the radio. In fact, he was filling in for Jerry Doyle on the Jerry Doyle program the other night. And I happened to hear him read from an article he recently wrote. And he talked about, and this is very elucidating, this is very, very elucidating, is to see what kind of leaders and what kind of government we, a corrupt and a dishonorable people, will elect. It's very elucidating. He was talking about how the hatred and attacks upon George Bush from the communists. You know, they call themselves progressive, but they're communists, they're socialists. See, communists and socialists. Long time ago, people would say, look, the people knew that our American, that communists were not the friends of the American form of government. But now people know that anymore. Now with this value neutral kind of philosophy that people have, see, which has been which we have been brainwashed into accepting, and the dumbed down education that people are receiving in school, if you want to call it education, which is also by plan, by design. Well, they don't even know what communism is. They don't even know the horrors, the millions upon millions of people that have been killed. See, the terribleness that the communist China or communist Russia or communist Vietnam or communist Cuba brought upon the people, reducing the people to the impoverished level and taking away all their freedoms. And see, they don't know that. They don't know the horrors of it. But anyway, he was saying that there were the attacks upon George Bush. Vicious, vicious attacks upon Mr. Bush. And then when Mr. Bush was gone, then vicious attacks upon Sarah Palin. See? Then vicious attacks upon Joe the plumber. Vicious attacks upon the nice young lady, Miss America or Miss USA, the nice young lady. Vicious attacks upon her. Defamation, in other words. Defamation of George Bush. Defamation of Sarah Palin and her family. See? Defamation of her family. Defamation of the nice young Miss America pageant, runner-up. Defamation of Joe the plumber. Now defamation of people that stand up and, you know, wish to say something at the town hall meetings. Defamation. See? Now what is this hatred? Now I want you to know that this, and then he went on to say, well, it's a tactic. He talked about, I guess, with Saul Alinsky, this communist, and how it's right out of a communist playbook. Yes, all of that, but it goes beyond that. Now here's something that you can remember, and then when you see it happening, you'll understand the source of it. Actually, it's of evil. It is of evil. It is of the devil. I once heard that the word diabolo in Spanish, diabolo, is the accuser. See, the devil is the accuser. And I've seen it in families. I've seen, for example, I saw a family where there was a nice man, a decent man, And his wife, I don't know what her problem was, but I guess she was full of hate. See, when you become full of hate, here's another little clue for you to remember. If you become full of hate, if you are hateful or resentful or judgmental, let's say judgmental, then you will begin to take on, see, the influence of the devil. Yes, of Satan. You will be, that is what will be whispering in your ear. See? I mean, if you, have you ever, look, why don't you let's be honest. Most people have gotten very resentful and very hateful in their life. And when they have become very hateful or very resentful, then very negative thoughts came to their mind. Very destructive, self-destructive, and destructive of other people. Vicious thoughts, vicious things to say or to do came to their mind. And, well, we think we thought of those ideas, but no. Those ideas actually were from an unholy realm, see? You become subject to, you become influenced by evil when you fall from your calm center of dignity. When you become hateful or resentful, in other words, then it begins, and evil will whisper in your ear, see? Or if you make something too important, you want something, or you're jealous of somebody and you want what they have and you hatefully want something, see? Then evil will be there making little suggestions. See? Anyway, you remember the old Daffy, where you had, like, I think Elmer Fudd or Daffy Duck, and there was a little angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other whispering? See? The angel was whispering something good and the devil was whispering something bad in Daffy Duck's ears. Well, that's pretty much the way it is. See? We do not know that we are surrounded by an invisible realm of good and invisible realm of evil. And that we depending on our inclination, the inclination of our soul, we are influenced by one or the other. But anyway, I was talking about defamation and accusation, see, and the destruction of the politics of personal destruction, what was done to, see. Now it's being done to, see, by the progressives, by the communists, against anyone that would dare to even, raise an issue at a town hall meeting. But anyway, the point that I'm getting at is that this is an old tactic. It's not just out of the communist playbook. It's actually one of evil itself, one of the devil himself. So now let's, getting back to the little example, there was a family, a decent husband, but the wife was full of, she hated men, I guess. But anyway, she began to resent her husband, and she resented him so much, she began to imagine that he had done this or had done that when he hadn't. And so she imagined it, and then she turned the children against him. She had nothing but accusations against him, defamation of him. He was no good in so many ways. Eventually she turned, see, but this goes on all the time. You'll see this in many families. The dad is halfway decent, he goes to work, he comes home, he kind of sits there and watches TV, he's a decent guy. Not a bad guy. And all of a sudden, the whole family is in rebellion against him. Mom is in rebellion against him. She hates him. She says she wants a divorce. The kids are against him. Everybody's against him. Then there's a divorce. The family falls apart. See? And then they come under... they've thrown over the proper authority, and now they come under the communist government through mother and through the various matrixes. They come under the communist government. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
So you'll see it all the time. You see it all the time. You see it in corporations. You see it in politics. You see it around the world. You see it in families. Often the most innocent one, the innocent child, who just sits there and hasn't done anything wrong other than the fact that the child has a brightness and the child can see what's going on. And that child is the one that's attacked, that's accused. See? The fingers are pointed at the innocent child. You're bad. You have oppositional disorder. See? You are a troublemaker. You can't sit still. You're not paying attention. See? Attacks upon the innocent. See, it's always that way if you look down through history. And anyone that's halfway decent at all, if you look at an Anwar Sadat or a Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, a John F. Kennedy, see, a Martin Luther King, a Jesus Christ, see, a Joan of Arc, why they are. The fingers are pointed at them. There are whisperings behind people's backs, and then there's defamation. Accusations are made, false accusations are made, see, and they are persecuted. See how that works? Just for being honest, for having brightness, for having any goodness at all. So now you see. So watch for the accuser. Watch for the defamer. See? Then you will know that evil is behind it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is where we in America now, look at how low we've fallen. That we are now... we are now in a situation where the people have become weak through a loss of character, through dissipation, and through having been seduced. Seduced into promiscuity, seduced into wrong ideas, see? Seduced into what? Into drinking and taking drugs and so on. See? And if not that, if not, see, if you have a person that's not drinking, they're not taking drugs, they're, you know, they don't have an improper lifestyle, they don't have all kinds of tattoos and rings through their nose and who knows what, see? But nevertheless, they solicit. Nevertheless, they go along with it because they, see, they shrug their shoulders and just say, well, everything's fine and nothing is better than anything else and everything is equal and, you know, there is no right and wrong. There's no truth. And see? So with this weak, mindless, dumbed down philosophy, why they're unable to oppose what is wrong because they don't even know what is wrong. See? So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So America has fallen very, very, very low. And now that we are in such low as straits as we are as people, well, now see, you will see that more and more we will have our rights taken away, and more we will not have the ground from which to resist what is wrong, what is inappropriate, what is un-American. See? So how can a person get back? Well, I don't know if there's much hope for the country. What we need is a revival. We need a revival. We need a renaissance, but a renaissance based upon a revival. That we need to turn to God collectively, individually, collectively. See, so that a tipping point is reached. See, what's happened now is America, if you look, I still think that most Americans are basically half decent. Most Americans are. Yes, they are weak. Yes, they have fallen into some wrong things. But we could yet pull ourselves up and straighten ourselves out. But if we're not careful, see, a tipping will be reached where there will be more. More people clamoring for government. More people clamoring for government to do something. Clamoring for more benefits, more welfare, more all of this. And the conditions will be set up whereby we will lose our freedom. So while there's still time, I say, wake up. Awake, awake, as Isaiah said.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is the Roland Trujillo Show. Now, what do I have to help you? What do I have to help you? I have a wonderful meditation. As a matter of fact, it is now available at Cafe Press. A beautiful, beautiful meditation. You get the meditation on a CD and a beautiful little booklet to accompany it, and a beautiful and a nice accompanying CD that talks about the meditative life. You can get all of those for less than $20. You can find out about it by going to my website, RolandTrujillo.com. That's RolandTrujillo.com. Or if you can't remember that, go to CoachRoland.com. Coach Roland, that's CoachRoland.com. You should get those. See, remember there was a bumper sticker that said, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. The bumper sticker said, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. There's a lot today to be outraged about and concerned about. As I said, we have a sick society in many ways. The American people have been seduced, we've fallen, and now our leaders are not so good. Our leaders are not so good. We need good leaders to help to lead us properly. So let us pray, shall we? Let us pray for good leaders to lead us properly. But in the meantime, what you can do is you can learn how to refine your calm center of dignity so that you might be able to observe all of these awful things that are coming upon us because of our low state. See, we become susceptible. Look, when a person is sick, here's a little analogy for you. When a person is not eating right, and they're not sleeping right, and they're not exercising right, and so on and so forth, and they're doing some things to excess, and they become susceptible to being sick, don't they? See, and likewise, mentally, if we're angry, if we're upset, if we're resentful, see, if we're faithless and worried, and we lose our cheerful attitude, then what happens? We become susceptible to what? To negative suggestions, to dark thoughts, morbid thoughts, and so on. You see how that is. So you see, as we fall, we become susceptible. So what we want to be is healthy. We want to be healthy physically. We want to be healthy mentally. We want to be healthy spiritually. The meditation that I have helps you to regain your spiritual health by teaching you how to become recentered, see, so that you can observe what's going on without being upset by it. See, what happens is a lot of people, they don't want to know. They don't want to know. They're afraid to know, because if you knew, then you would have, see what I mean? So people don't want to know what's going on at school. They don't want to know what's in the vaccines, see? They don't want to know what's really going on, because if they really, really knew, see, they don't want to know about fluoride and whether fluoride is dangerous or not, see? They don't want to know, because if they knew, see, then they would have to make some decisions. So they prefer to bury their head in the sand and not know. But I say, if you want to survive, you have to be very aware and very wise, see? You have to be very wise, very aware, very alert, very with it. You have to have your common sense and your composure. And so may I recommend that you get our meditation so that you can see what's happening, not have the wool pulled over your eyes, see? And yet, but not be upset by what you see, okay? That's very, very important. Might be the most important first step that you could take. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious. I am serious. I haven't even scratched the surface. See, there's so much that I could tell you, but there's no point in it. What you need is to hear what I had to say about the most basic thing, and that is you must learn how to become still, how to refine your calm, dignity, get back in touch with your own intuition from which you can flow, so that you can have the courage to see what's going on without being upset by what you see. My name is Roland. I'm here to help you. I'm extending my hand. This is a labor of love. I do this out of the goodness of my heart. So please, go to my website and check out some of the wonderful things that I have. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.